Fedoruk Show on News Talk 610 CKTV.
Dale Patterson is a Canadian author, broadcaster, archivist, actually one of the first people on the World Wide Web and some interesting websites to do with Canadian and U.S. rock radio. Maybe we'll get to that. I got Dale Patterson here to talk about his book. Now, his first book was called What Time of Day Was That? History by the Minute. And then one called 15 Minutes of Fame, History of One-Hit Wonders. And his new book just out is called Close But No Cigar, Runner-Ups, Nearly Words, and Also Rans. Yeah. I love it. Dale Patterson, how are you, Dale?
Oh, very good. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on about this.
Well, the thing is, like, I wrote 15 Minutes of Fame in 2013, and I decided that I wanted to do a sequel to it. And while 15 Minutes of Fame was about people who were very famous for a very short time, this is about people who were almost famous, the exact flip side of it.
Well, this is what I'm wondering. If they were also Rans and almost famous, how do you find them then? How do you find out about these people?
Well, I just do a lot of research. Plus, I got a lot of, you know, I'm the type of person who can't find his keys, but I can tell you what the capital of Delaware is. But what happened is that it's funny, like, there are some who actually qualified for both books, including, like, Scott Norwood, the Buffalo Bills pace kicker, made it to 50 Minutes of Fame for missing the field goal in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Back
right.
Then, I think it was 91, or maybe 90. And anyway, the next year, the next book, Close to No Cigar, is because he came close.
That's true, too, yeah. And it's funny, when you said that name, that's one of the names I might recognize, Scott Norwood. Wow. All right. So, and of course, you found these people through all categories, I guess, not just sports or music or pop culture necessarily.
Yes, well, I've been thinking about writing this book for many, many, many years, and it was interesting during my research. Like, I'll tell you a story. This was back in May of 1940, and the British Conservatives were looking for a new leader. The leader would become Prime Minister of England because they were in power. So two power brokers from the party went to the office of their first choice, and his name was Lord Halifax. And unfortunately, Lord Halifax had gone to the dentist. And so they were there, and they said, well, you know, we really got to get moving on this because, you know, Hitler had just invaded two more countries. And they went to their second choice, Winston Churchill.
Wow, yeah.
And here's another one. Well, you work for a station that's owned by Bell Media.
That's right. Yes.
Well, it just so happens that it could have easily been Gray Media, because back when Alexander Graham Bell decided to file his patent for the telephone, he got there in the morning and he did that and he left, and then 2 hours later, a guy named Elisha Gray, who was actually a very well-known inventor at the time, filed his caveat for the telephone. Unfortunately,
right.
Bell got to be the inventor of the telephone by 2 hours.
Well, isn't this interesting? Because snooze you lose, or second place, or you were just a little bit late. In some cases, it worked out. Winston Churchill, Elisha Gray did not. So, and
no.
I think there was a story too about Dick Clark, American Bandstand. I didn't know this.
I looked at all aspects of this, and one was people who were first but forgotten. Now, this is back in the early 50s. There was a television show in Philadelphia called Philadelphia Bandstand, and the host was a guy named Bob Horn, and he hosted that show for about 4 or 5 years, and they were going to take the show national and call it American Bandstand, so it looked like Bob Horn was going to be really famous, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what happened was that he got a drunk driving arrest, and it just totally derailed his career.
Mm.
He never recovered from it, and they took him off the air, and they went to the next guy, who was Dick Clark. And for years later, like, you know, the original guy, Bob Horn, like, sort of tried to recapture his fame, but he never did. And when he passed away in 1966, his tombstone read one word, Bandstand.
No. Wow.
He never really got over it.
Yeah, I guess not. Before we run out of time, are you still archiving radio and still actively involved in the websites?
Yes. Well, as a matter of fact, now this is a separate thing. Now, I started this in 1996. Now, I'm a big fan of Top 40 radio. In Niagara Falls, years ago, you had CHSC. Mm-hmm. And you also had CJRN, and just south of you, you had, of course, WKBW and WYSL, and just north of you, you had Toronto with CHUM and CKFH, stations that are long gone, I guess.
In some ways, yeah.
In the sense of using their call letters. But I decided, you know, when the Internet started, I decided, you know, I'm going to provide an archive of Top 40 radio, Canadian-oriented, but also the top material in the U.S. And what happened was that it led to a website that I'm very proud of. It's called rockradioscrapbook.ca. And there's over 1,300 air checks there. And an air check, if you don't know, is a recording of a radio show, right?
No, we know. I guess listeners would catch on, but yeah.
Yeah.
Air checks,
so
we know about.
So if you go to rockradioscrapbook.ca, and it's a free site. I don't charge anything, and I never will. I don't believe in that for myself. Other people have other sites, and they're welcome to do what they want. But I just find that it's just sort of my thanks for all the great radio I heard in my youth, 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s, right? And there's so many personalities you can recognize. And I have some air checks with the music included and some with it taken out. And some I have both. I have the music and the music is edited out because people just want to hear the radio elements.
Yeah. I urge people to visit it. It's tremendous. In the meantime, you write these tremendous books that are just fun to read, and the latest one is called Close But No Cigar. And by the way, Dale, what is the capital of Delaware?
Dover,
yeah. All right, so he's right. I just
how you could fool me. No.
Dale Patterson is the author of Close But No Cigar. Check it out. Thank you so much, Dale.
Oh, by the way, can I just say one more thing?
Yes.
Yes, it's available at Amazon.com and chapters.ca.